Welcome back to the Lawyer Brit podcast. In this episode, I am talking about what I do about online trolls, haters, negative comments. If you get these or you're afraid of getting these, keep listening. You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. So recently, I was talking to my social media manager, shout out Chelsea, I know you're listening to this, about how I handle haters, so to speak. And I think she asked me something along the lines of, how do you not let it bother you? Like, how do you not get bothered about these trolls and these negative comments and stuff? And I'm like, well, it does bother me. It does bother me. Sometimes it doesn't, but a lot of the time, it does bother me when people leave comments that are rude and obnoxious and meant to be just plain mean. They bother me, but I don't let them stop me. Like, these negative comments, you know, they get to me sometimes, but I'm never going to let a negative comment stop me from doing what I want to do and what I think I'm meant to do. I think people are bothered by negative comments because they're scared that the negative comment might be true. So if somebody posts a negative comment on someone's Instagram and it's like, oh, who are you to start a business? Or like, oh, this is ridiculous. You're stupid. People are like, wait, am I being ridiculous? Oh gosh, am I stupid? Are other people thinking I shouldn't start a business? And you start going down this rabbit hole of, oh my God, this is true. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm never going to be successful. Just, you know, every limiting belief you've ever had all rolled into one. But instead, I urge you, if you get these negative comments, take a moment to analyze. Take a moment to analyze the negative comment that you get and ask yourself, is what this person's saying ultimately true? Is their negative comment and their little troll really true about me and what I know to be true about myself and my goals and my vision and my life? And I would be willing to bet that the answer is, no, it's not true. Of course it's not true. This is just someone's projection of their perceptions and their life views and their self-imposed limits, really. I mean, often we set limits for ourselves. And when I say we, I mean like the omnibus we of just like every person in the world sets limits based on what they've perceived. Life is all perception, right? So we see something and we perceive it a certain way and we're like, oh, that's how life is. And when we see other people not living in accordance with those perceptions, some people do, where they say, no, that shouldn't be possible. No, they're either faking it or they are, you know, not actually successful, or they're going to fail, or it's going to be terrible, and they're taking advantage of people. We automatically go down this rabbit hole of, well, I don't think it's true, so it can't be true. That's literally just a projection of that perception, of that life view, of that self-imposed limit. Sometimes I get negative comments of people saying, oh, well, if you're really that successful, obviously you're, you know, treating your people badly and you're not actually giving them any money. Or flip side, people say, you know, oh, you're not actually making that much money. Like, you're saying that this is this much money, but you're not actually making it. And it's like, that's their own self-imposed limit about what they think is possible. This person is telling me that's not possible because either I'm stealing all the money or not making any money. Well, that's because in their mind, they're thinking, well, I couldn't do that. Either I'm going to not make any money or I have to give it all away to my people. And it's just, it's so annoying, because if these online trolls and these haters would just open up their mind a little bit to the possibility of, huh, if this person did it, maybe I can do it. I want to learn how this person did whatever it is that they see, right? Started a business, made money, bought a house, whatever their life looks like. And it's possible that these negative comments and these trolls are subconscious, right? It's possible that these people are subconsciously upset that they didn't have the guts to go for it, or they didn't do life how you're doing life. And that's why they're projecting their self-imposed limits, right? I mean, I can remember I had a reel, and it was just a funny reel where my parents were, it, it's, it, it was meant to be comedy, right? And the comedy was that, you know, my parents are always asking me when I'm going to get married and have a baby, but yet, you know, I graduated law school at 24 and opened my law firm at 28, made millions of dollars, multi-million dollar law firm, blah, 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 like as a joke of I've done all these great things, but all they care about is, you know, grandkids. And people came at me and it was insane. People are coming at me saying that, oh, if you don't have kids at 30, your kids are, you know, you're, oh God, I can't even remember what these stupid comments were, but all sorts of things about how I should have had kids earlier. Oh, you know, you're going to be alone forever. You're never going to have a family. You're not going to know true joys of life and you're going to be poor. So many random, crazy, mean messages. And I was like, what? Why are people so angry about success and about positive things? And that's really when I came to the realization that these people have these self-imposed limits and they're upset that they have those limits for themselves and they think that you should have, you know, abided by those limits. They're just upset that you might be the impersonation of what they could have been, right? And oh gosh, it's like crazy. Another crazy negative comment fiasco was someone saying, oh, like no one's going to hire an attorney who posts about their social life and their personal life. Like, obviously that's not true. Like I had to take these comments about, oh, you're going to be alone forever if you don't have kids by 30 and get married and no one's going to hire you if you post about your social life. I had to take those comments and I had to analyze. I had to say to myself, is this ultimately true? Well, obviously, no, it's not true. I'm going to be alone and forever. I'm not alone at all. I have a, you know, a great family life. And, you know, is it true that someone's not going to hire me because I posted about my social life? Obviously not, since hundreds of people have hired my law firm. And I post tons about my social life. So these things aren't ultimately true. It's just someone else's self-imposed limit. And that's how I have to look at it. That's how I have to view these negative comments. And I will say caveat, this episode is about the online trolls and their negativity coming at me. Most of it is a public comment. Sometimes I get like weird DMs, but really most of it is public comments. And I think, again, that goes back to like somebody being upset and wanting to bring you down or kind of like go to you because, again, they have these self-imposed limits. So what does one do when they get a negative comment that is public for all of their followers and all the world to see? Some people say, oh, like, well, it creates engagement and, you know, the algorithm will pick up on it and things will go viral. And that might be true. That might be true. However, going back to the example I was using about the comments about how I'm going to be alone forever because I don't have kids at 30 and I'm not married at 30. Going back to that reel blew up, like insanely blew up. And it didn't blow up in a good way, in my opinion, because I was getting tons of engagement, tons of comments, but they were all negative comments. And I was thinking to myself, well, no, absolutely not. My peace of mind comes first and I decide how people see me and I decide what my image is. And so guess what I do? I delete and I block. I have no time for haters. I have no time for negative comments. I don't even care if it's like mildly negative. You're getting blocked. You're getting blocked. Not only am I blocking you and your profile, but it's going to be any profile you may create in the future. Thanks, Instagram, for putting that feature in. I delete and I block. I delete the comment and I block that person forever. And some people say, oh, well, you know, like, can you really block people and delete them? Yeah, I can. It's my party. This is how I view social media. It is my party. If I had a party in real life and I invited 100 people to that party at my house, if somebody came to my party and was vocally bashing me or negative or like, oh, this house sucks or, oh, you don't even know what you're doing, I would kick them out. I'd say, you know what? Unfortunately, you're uninvited. And I would make them leave the party. Why on earth would you have somebody stay if they were going to be negative and annoying and mean on your virtual party? And I do consider my Instagram to be my party and I can decide who comes and who doesn't. And that's how I view social media. I delete and I block. My peace of mind will always come first. And if I find that these negative comments are affecting my mental health, my mental ability to continue living my mission, which is to teach people and help people to become entrepreneurs and start their businesses and create their high-end lives. If I'm not going to be able to do that, I'm going to be worried about, you know, Troy and that he said that some stupid comment about how like I'm not making any money and I'm a fraud. I'm going to be pissed for a little bit. I'm going to delete and block, and then I'm going to move on. I'm going to do what I know I'm meant to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Because at the end of the day, I have a mission. I have something to say to people. It isn't those people, right? It goes back to what I was saying about analyzing, right? Taking a moment to analyze, is this true? No, it's not true. But what I said in this post is true to me. And if this person's reaction was negative and mean, and they felt the need to make that known to me, well, they're obviously not my people. They're not the people that are going to be receptive. They're not the people I'm going to help at the end of the day, create their businesses, create their law firms. They're not the people that want to work with me. So I don't need them. I delete and I block. Those aren't my people. I've said before, like many times, that you're not for everyone. Not everybody will want to work with you, and that is okay. In fact, that's more than okay. I'm happy when someone tells me no, because I know that I'm just leaving room, I'm making room, opening up room for the people who want to work with me, who see the value in me, who want to work together and say, this is my person. You want to make room for people who want what you have the way you have to offer it. And you do that by weeding out also the people that don't want what you have and don't want the way that you offer it. Some people are not going to be receptive to everything you have to put out there, and that's totally fine. When I'm not receptive to something, I scroll. I just keep scrolling. I go to the next thing. If I see something and I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that, or, oh, okay, this is a little weird, I just keep going. I don't feel the need to publicly shame or, you know, ridicule or be mean to somebody. Unfortunately, other people do, and therefore I block and delete. So my advice to you is to remember first and foremost that almost every person who publicly shares online gets negative comments, gets trolls, and gets haters. Unfortunately, that is part of the internet. However, even though it bothers you, even though you get these negative comments, don't let it stop you from doing what you're doing. Don't let it stop you from living your mission. Don't let it stop you from reaching your goals. Take a moment to analyze it. Is what this person's saying ultimately true? No, it's not true. Of course it's not true. That's their own projection of their perceptions in life and their self-imposed limits. Probably because you have something they don't have and they're jealous or annoyed. Doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with you and who you are and what you're doing. If you want to delete and block these people, delete and block. I would always recommend deleting the comment. If you're not sure whether you should block, that's okay. I block people because, again, it's my party. I say who attends and who has to leave. And at the end of the day, you have a mission. And if something is going to get in the middle of that mission, if something's going to stop you from living that mission, it's not worth it. Your peace of mind comes first, because your peace of mind is what leads you to fulfill your mission and to create your dream life, to create your high-end life, and to live your goals. And that is why I encourage you to do as well. If you found value in this episode, I would love for you to share it on Instagram and tag me. I will repost your story to my Instagram page. Send me a DM with any ideas, any topics that you would love to hear about. I would love to give you my advice, thoughts, opinions, and encouragement to build your high-end life.